This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, September 29th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Colorado's new 8th congressional district will likely stretch from Greeley to the northern edge of Denver and become the most competitive battleground in congressional campaigns. An independent commission approved the new boundaries after 7 rounds of voting lasting until midnight last night. Their plan will also redraw the lines for all 7 existing districts. Changes include moving Rout and Jackson counties to a district stretching from northwest Colorado to Boulder County. The Colorado Supreme Court must approve the final map. State House and Senate district maps are next on the to-do list, with a decision on new boundaries for the legislature coming next month. Delta County School District sent a newly revised COVID policy to parents after 5 p.m. on Tuesday that takes effect today. Despite that lack of advance notice, the changes to protocols are significant. The district's COVID plan PDF states, quote, DCSD believes each parent knows what's best for the health and welfare of their child. We are moving to a model that will allow choice when your student is involved with COVID-positive cases. DCSD continues to recommend masks, but there's still no mandate. Now, when a student or staff member tests positive for COVID, they will need to stay home for 10 days, as well as anyone else living in their house who's unvaccinated. After one positive case, students who are in close contact with someone who tested positive will not be required to quarantine. After 3 positive cases within 14 days, students and staff will be required to wear a mask or quarantine at home for 10 days. And after 5 positive cases within 14 days, the class will be declared an outbreak with quarantine for all for 10 days, unless vaccinated and asymptomatic. KVNF News received the policy from a parent. Ouray School has revised its mask policy following high vaccination rates among students and staff. The Ouray County Plain Dealer reports as of Friday, 83% of all high school students and 87% of staff and students combined are vaccinated against COVID-19 there. Masks are now optional for all high school staff and students in classrooms, though they still must be worn in hallways, common spaces, and other areas. Masks are still required in the lower grades in Ouray. A coronavirus testing program for schools the state offered as a way to keep students safe and in class isn't working as designed because not enough kids are getting tested. The Colorado Sun reports fewer than 5,000 students, less than 1% of Colorado's K-12 student population, are signed up for the weekly testing program. That's not enough to be useful to track cases and prevent outbreaks. The testing program is funded by $173 million of American Rescue Plan Act money. Colorado students keep catching COVID. As of last week, there were 156 active COVID outbreaks in schools linked to 2,153 cases, including 1,900 among students, according to data from the CDPHE. Rivera Sun is an author, activist, and trainer of strategies for nonviolent change. Kate Redmond spoke with her about her upcoming 5-part training that will be offered online.
When I think of nonviolence, I think of images of people in the civil rights movement being brutalized by police using dogs and water cannons. I asked Rivera Sun if she thinks the way media covers movements is instrumental in correct framing, contextualizing, and truth-telling.
The toolbox of nonviolent change has over 300 different methods of nonviolent struggle, some of which are designed to sway hearts and minds. Those are acts of protest and persuasion. And those work by getting people to feel like an injustice is occurring and it needs to be changed. Those can be really dependent on media to succeed. But there are other types of nonviolent action, acts of non-cooperation and acts of intervention that get in the way of injustice and actually make it impossible to carry out the injustice by weight of non-cooperation. We know that things like strikes and boycotts and blockades and occupations and shutdowns and walkouts, while media can be a component of making those succeed, really the agent of change in that is the people who are rising up, their willingness to non-comply and non-cooperate until their demands are met.
Rivera Sun is hosting an online workshop on organizing strategies starting this Thursday, September 30th, and running in 5 parts each subsequent Thursday in October. She told me that there is no better time than now to organize around the principles of nonviolence.
The practical skills of making change with nonviolent struggle have never had a better track record, first of all. We know that we're winning struggles far more often than we think, but these are the tools that we need for these times. The tools of nonviolent organizing are essential life skills for every single human being on the planet.
More information on the upcoming workshop can be found at thelearningcouncil.org or chc4u.org. Also, Sun's novels, sometimes characterized as peace literature, are carried at the Paonia Library. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Pamela Friend is owner and operator of the Star Drive-In, awarded historic recognition by Montrose County earlier this year. She also grew up there, and it has stayed in the family for 7 decades. The final double feature for the season is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with free admission to see 2 kids' movies. After enjoying the drive-in all summer and then touring the projection booth last weekend, I caught up with Pamela at her other job, DeVries Fruit and Veggies, the Friendly Farm, on Tuesday, where simultaneous preparations are underway for the opening of the corn maze and pumpkin patch on Friday. It's going to be a busy weekend for you, Pamela. Do you have any time to enjoy it all?
No, am I supposed to?
Well, obviously you take a lot of pride in your work, so there's that at least.
Well, I take pride in my work, and I also enjoy seeing the families together. That's what it's all about. So I get my enjoyment out of watching others enjoy it.
The drive-in is such a timeless, family-friendly experience. George and Elizabeth DeVries opened it more than 70 years ago. Are those your folks?
Yes, George and Elizabeth DeVries were my parents, and I started working there when I was a tyke. And I continued through until I leased it, and then I bought out part of it, and then I inherited it. So it's just kind of gone on through the family through all those 72 years.
The Star is Colorado's longest operating drive-in, with only 7 or 8 left in the state, including the TrueView and Delta. After 60 years projecting 35mm film, you converted to digital projection about 12 years ago. The Star is also known for good burgers and fries. Is it true the French fries are still hand-cut?
Yes, they are, and I cut every one by hand.
Oh, man. Hardest working woman in show business around here, I swear. One more question before we go. Montrose County awarded the drive-in historic designation earlier this year. Are you planning to apply for placement on the National Registry of Historic Places?
Haven't given it any thought yet. That came at me so quickly in May after the loss in my family that I really haven't had time to think about where I'm headed with it from there. I'm very honored to have been dedicated historical in Montrose. I feel like it's another thing that tells people that, hey, we are a landmark and we have been there for a while. We might know what we're doing. We're not sure, but that's kind of what it tells you.
And any thoughts about how you might open the season next spring?
Well, I probably put 2 shows on the screen, Gavin, if you want the truth.
You heard it here first, folks. That's Pamela Friend, Star Drive-In, and DeVries, Friendly Farm owner. Thanks for speaking to KVNF.
No problem, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
The Star Drive-In Theater is at 600 East Miami Road in Montrose. The final double feature of the season this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday features 2 kids' movies, The Croods, A New Age, and The Boss Baby, Family Business, with the first show starting at dusk. Traditional in-car speakers are available, as well as FM stereo sound on the car radio at 98.7 FM. DeVries Fruit and Veggies, the Friendly Farm, is located along Highway 50 between Montrose and Olathe, open every day from 9 to 5 with the corn maze and pumpkin patch getting started this Friday. That does it for Wednesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.